code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on February the 13th, 2008. Newcomers, I always ask to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where you can download an awful lot of information on this very old system that's simply accelerating, and I show you how it's all happening. I show you that it's not just happenstance as we evolve along some strange track, but in fact it's been organized for an awful long time, and the big boys at the top have had the front men writing books about it in the past. Books that are rapidly disappearing too as they rush on towards the future. Look into alanwattsentinel.eu as well, where you can find transcripts in the various tongues of Europe, and you can download them, print them up, and pass them to your friends. We're on a roll into this brave new scientific world where the elites hope to get safety for once and for all by having us all pretty well brain dead. And mind you, just with all the indoctrination we've had and this incredible glut, this overfeeding, this massive fest of entertainment that we stuff ourselves on and get programmed along with it too, I'm not surprised that they haven't accomplished it already. They already have, in a sense, because most people don't really have an individual mind of their own. They only have their conditioning, and they want to be the same as everyone else. Unfortunately, that's been pushed for the last 100-odd years, to be the same, be the same, be the same, because about the 1700s, they noticed that people were beginning to become, for the first time, individualistic in the 1700s, and they didn't like that too much. They knew it would be hard to control lots of individuals with their own mindsets, and therefore they put mass movements on the go in the age of mass man, where you had mass production, and you had Lenin for the masses, and you had capitalism for the masses of the West. The mass man, and everything since then has been to create the new super cities, because in cities everyone's pretty much the same. They all have to really, really scurry for a living, pay the massive rents, and they're crammed together like animals. But they also are scared to stand out in a crowd. Even the ones who think they're rebelling with their spiky haircuts or no hair at all, or their tattoos or whatever, that's all given to them by the top. These are safe avenues where they're allowed to express something. But in reality, it's guys at the top that give them even the venue to express them. So they're not being different at all. They're simply picking one of the predetermined groups that they want to identify with. And it's a sad thing because we're going into, as I say, this mass man mentality where everyone will be the same. We're all one, kind of like the demons of old. You know, these two exorcise them and say, we are legion, but we are one, but we are many. We're all one. And that's pretty well where we are today with the computer. And when the chip comes along, all new agers will have their wish. They'll all be one for the first time. The problem is they won't know anything about it, but anything. We'll be back with more after these messages.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we are Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the next part of the agenda, which I knew years ago. In fact, I knew back in the 70s this was coming by little snippets that came out in newspapers. And even watching various newspapers, they were mentioning this new phenomenon of people complaining that they had chips in their backs controlling them, in their spines generally. These characters usually were locked up in psychiatric hospitals. And they claimed that while during the military, usually, they had little operations done on them, minor operations for abscesses and things, and they were never the same since, which tells me they were testing these things out long ago. And that's why they're so certain they can pull all this off. They never give you something that's untried. And they won't give you a Mark 1, 2, 3, and 4 version. They won't give you the full kit and caboodle, although they'll lie to you to get the first one done. And that's what the Verichip will actually be. They'll tell you it can only be read by a handheld scanner, have you debating all of that, and meanwhile, it's got enough space here to be tracked by satellite, in fact, just like the prisoners I read last week. But here's the next phase, and this is from the Daily Mail in Britain. And it's coming here too. Whatever Britain does, we follow a few weeks later now. It used to be years, now it's weeks. And it says here, every pupil to be numbered and kept on government database for life. This was put out by Mr. Bates. I guess he's the writer on this particular item. And it says here, it's updated on the 13th of February 2008, so you should be able to find it, Daniel Bates. And it says here, exam results and personal details of every 14-year-old in England are to be put on an electronic database for the rest of their lives. It's a life sentence. Under government plans, again, government plans. You know, they never mention any of this when you vote these characters in. These two-faced liars, we call politicians. They talk about the usual things, welfare, schooling, employment, and so on. But they never mention amalgamation like the EU or the unification of the Americas or GATT, NAFTA, and all the other deals that it's done, or anything like this. This, when they brand the animals they own. And that's what a chip is, you see. And that's what the data is on you. They're collecting all the data on the animals, on their herds that they own. That's just what this is about. I'm kidding you not. That's what it is. So anyway, under government plans unveiled today, each pupil will be assigned a unique number, which they will keep even after they leave school. Employers and colleges will be able to use this number to access students' records on the internet to check if they are telling the truth about their qualifications. Well, why about bother asking them to punch the number in and it'll read? I mean, here's the farce of it. It's hoped there will be ultimately a numbered database for every citizen over 14 years old. Citizen, back in the citizen days of the French Revolution. Last night, the government denied that individual numbers would be linked to ID cards. Aha, aha. A government never lies. And that's why you always vote politicians in, right? But a furious coalition of teachers, parents, opposition MPs, and human rights campaigners united to condemn the Big Brother policy. And here's where you'll get your spin when they pretend that there's an opposition to it. They pointed the government's abysmal track record on keeping data safe and warned the personal details of millions could be compromised. So see, right away they've got you off. Instead of giving you the complete opposite argument, like we shouldn't have it at all for any reason. You see, they go off and say, well, it could be stolen. The information could be stolen and hacked. You see, that's how they do. That's what fake oppositions are all about. These guys set up the chessboard. They own both players. You see, there's only really one player. They're playing both sides. And the public watch it thinking there's two sides actually going at it. And nothing is further from the truth. The new database will be made up of unique learner numbers, ULN, which will work in the same way as a current unique pupil number, the UPN. The crucial difference, however, is that the UPN is discarded when the individual leaves school. The new ULN will not be and will let government agencies track them until they retire, all through your life. It will be compulsory for every 14-year-old to have one. Compulsory. Is that what you vote governments in for? You ever think about why you really vote at all? Since they're off on a different tangent, they serve the corporations, and the corporations are made up of just the lackey men of the big banking boys who own the planet, coupled with the royalty, the very old families that run the planet. Margaret Morrissey of the National Association of Parent Teacher Associations said the plans would horrify parents. No kidding. She said, well, actually, I don't really agree with that. Most won't really care. In this day and age, they're too busy playing themselves, if they have actually parents anymore. She said, I suspect there will not be more than two parents in the land who would have faith in the government that this information will be secure. John Dunford, General Secretary of the... So, now, it's nothing to do with security. See, again, they're going to the security of it. That's the argument. Will it be secure? John Dunford, General Secretary of the Association for School and College Leaders, said, given the track record of government IT disasters and the possibility that all these children's records will end up in Iowa, this is a worry, because lately they've been telling you about all this stuff that the government had on millions of people that went missing. The new database will let students build up a record of exam results across their whole school career. It will be known as MIAP, MIAP, or Managing Information Across Partners. Across partners. And it will have two passwords. Students will have one password to access the records themselves and could give another to employers or colleges to have a restricted view of their records. Oh, like, sure. When the scheme was first proposed in 2003, Education Secretary Charles Clark said the ULN could be cross-referenced with or the same as the number on the individual ID cards. In other words, he's going to link up together ID card, chip, all the rest of it. So, you know, we're treated like children. I get so disgusted the way we're treated like children. They don't even make a really good in-depth mystery on any of it. They just give us these silly parental-type statements that you'd see from Little House on the Prairie. Critics say the move is part of a general trend towards the government computerizing records and requiring departments to share information on ordinary citizens with each other. Information Commissioner Richard Thomas is said to be satisfied with security for the new database. Of course he is. That's his job. He gets paid to say this. But shadow schools secretary, they've got shadow schools secretaries there, mostly shadow people, Michael Gove said the government has a terrible track record in managing complex IT programs. Recent events have shown that sensitive personal data is not safe in ministers' hands. There must be profound worries not just in terms of civil liberties, but also in terms of the security of young people with a project like this. The government is pressing ahead with the introduction of ULNs while awaiting the results of a security review into a separate planned database called Contact Point, which would contain personal details of all 11 million children in England. And they'll grow up to be adults and they tracked all their lives. The Contact Point review was ordered last year after Her Majesty's Revenue. See, everything in Britain is Her Majesty's. They say it's a home of democracy, but every cop and postman swears allegiance to Her Majesty. Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, because they lost two computers disks containing the details of 25 million people. Be very, very secure. A slew of data breaches has since followed, including the disappearance of over 3 million learner driver details from Iowa in the U.S. This is all leading to the chip, you understand. That's why they're all going missing, if they have gone missing, in fact. It's just to get us all thinking, oh my goodness, we've got to get something more secure than that. And voila, just like the school shootings, you'll get a chip. It'll be made to order, you see, right at the right time. A spokeswoman for the MIAP, which comes under the jurisdiction of the Learning and Skills Council, said any plans to link the ULN to ID cards had been shelved. That means it's not been dismissed. It means now they've got you used to the idea, they'll put it quietly away for about 6 months. A spokesman for the Department of Universities, Innovation and Skills said the aim of MIAP was to give students an online record of achievement they could show to universities or employers. He said MIAP is supposed to be a simple record of learning which someone can use to apply to a higher education course or into the workplace. And of course, this will be available for co-ops and everybody else too. Like we're all a bunch of flaming idiots here. So that's sort of thing that's happening in the world as well, get merged together in this great global, I was going to say sheep pen, but it'll be a pigsty really by the time they're finished with it. And we'll all be happy little animals amusing ourselves as we all start to lose consciousness, indeed, for the few that still retain it. That is, we're living under a scientific dictatorship, at least a dictatorship who, they're dictators, an oligarchy who simply are the paid henchmen of the ones who own the money, the resources which are passing into fewer and fewer hands all the time. The resources across the entire planet are going into fewer and fewer and fewer hands until you'll find the real owner eventually, the numero uno, and we'll all serve the world state. And believe you me, they don't have a happy existence planned for us. They don't want us sitting just playing as we're doing now, lost in space, staring at that silly screen and getting square eyes. They want an efficient work crew. Not too many of you, but an efficient work crew. And that's when they'll be satisfied. But you'll have no brain of your own. Be back with more after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And we have Drew from New York on the line. Are you there, Drew?
Hi, Alan.
How are you?
Good. On your comment earlier about tattooing, how it's become this brainwashing phenomenon, it's crazy. It's everywhere now. It's on TV. Mm-hmm. And of course, I knew immediately it's coming from the top. I mean, People don't do this, deface their bodies on their own.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw it, but last week there was a story in one of the British newspapers about this vaccination that they were doing that potentially was going to leave a tattoo.
Yes.
And I couldn't help but feel like this whole tattooing phenomenon is setting people up for something. Clearly there are echoes from World War II and that kind of thing, but I'm wondering, what is the tattooing really about?
There are two things they can do with a tattoo. Now, they claim, of course, that the more tissue they break or disturb or destroy, the better the take or hold of the vaccine that they put in. In other words, the greater tissue damage they do, the better the stuff takes. However, after reading about how they can actually draw circuits on skin, can draw a circuit, on a skin, or they could stamp it on a skin as well, an actual functioning circuit, that gives me pause to think.
So what do you think the purpose of this this tattooing fad is?
Oh, the purpose of the tattoo is to get them used to having this supposedly new inoculation technique. It's not new at all. I mean, they used it with the old smallpox where they scratch the skin. But I think it's probably more nefarious just to get them used to it. They might even give them very trendy ID prints, circuit boards printed on their skin, very, very trendy ones. If you're low class, you'll get the bronze. If you're wealthy, you get the silver. If you're really wealthy, you get the gold or the platinum. They'll give it snob appeal, but it'll actually be your circuit board. And they already have weapons that they can train on anyone. With your ID, they could train it on you and your circuit, and you'll feel extreme pain somewhere in your body.
Right. I don't know if you saw it. There was a chip that they showed on one story I saw that imprinted on the chip was the emblem of NATO.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the emblem of NATO, if you look at it very carefully, is just a disguised swastika. It's a rather more modern version of the same thing.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. I had one other question for you. A while back, you had mentioned the music of Elton John, and you were about to say something about Bernie Taupin, who was his lyricist. And I was just curious what you had to say about that, because clearly his lyrics are very unusual. And I was wondering what your take on that was.
Oh, he is a good lyricist, there's no doubt about it. And John himself, he had a classical training. So, but the way it works is the lyricist does it first. He gives the lyrics, and then it's up to Elton John to come up with the music to match those particular lyrics. I mean, it's a good combo, the two of them. And they've stayed fairly, I mean, for all their show business and all other stuff that's going on there, they've kept fairly apolitical with most of their songs.
I was just wondering, though, about Bernie Taupin in particular. I mean, their music was very unusual for the time.
And yeah, it was ahead of its time, there's no doubt. So, but again, too, it's just like the Futurist Society for authors, where they get in on what's coming and this is what to promote if you want to get bestsellers and so on. It's the same in the music industry. They bring certain ones in. They give them the trends and the culture they want to have 10, 15 years down the road, and you can start to promote it as far back as that.
Right. I mean, I just thought the whole Elton John phenomenon in the 70s was just unbelievable. It was almost too good to be true. I mean, it was like the new Beatles.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was wondering, why are they promoting this guy like this? What is so special about him?
I don't know. I don't know his background as far as his family goes. I mean, they're pretty wealthy, you know that. But he has connections, too. You know, he's well connected.
Right. He ended up being friends with Princess Di.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Okay. Now I've got Mo from Oregon there. Are you there, Mo?
Yes, Mr. Allen?
Yep, it's Mohammed.
Yes, can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to have a few comments if it's possible. The first one is that my niece in Canada, she's studying to be a lawyer very soon, and she has been harassed by the Canadian police in 3-4 occasions. The first occasion was when they were driving, they stopped them because they couldn't read her plates. And because of the snow, you know, when it snow all the time in Canada, and sometimes when you drive in the snow roads, so of course your back plates are going to be sometimes invisible. Because of that, they stop her and they harass her so much, and etc. And I thought always that in Canada is much better than United States, because recently in Ohio, the lady was a strip search in the prison. And, you know, I thought that you guys are much better than us. It seems not either. So you guys are pretty much look like us.
Oh, it's the same culture worldwide. Hold on, and we'll talk about this after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. We have Mo on the line from Oregon, who was talking about an incident in Canada, where it's nothing to do really with your driving plate being covered. It's the fact that every cop out there today has to please his boss. He's given a quota of tickets and things to bring in every week. It's almost like an industry. They have to bring the cash in, and they start harassing the people. That's the reality of police. Police is nothing like what you see on TV, all the propaganda shows and the movies you watch. They're all after some vicious murderer or pedophile. They're out there in the streets giving out tickets because that brings in thousands and millions of dollars every year to governments, and it keeps the whole law industry going. In fact, it's an industry. And we have a generation that's grown up who've been trained on video games designed for the military to desensitize them about killing and all the rest of it. That on these games, you have the guys dressed in black, and the guys that win are their heroes. So they become their heroes, and they're given the real toys and the real fancy cars with all the gadgets, and they can boss the peasants around, you know, all the losers, as they call them, the police force. And so we've got to realize we're going into a brutal stage that was designed to be this way a long time ago, because they're going to get really, really brutal with the public when the public start to object about all the quick changes, the fast changes that are coming down the pike. Are you still there?
Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And then the second thing I would like to bring to your attention is the tax rebate that they are going to give to every American. And that is a bogus tax rebate. Mm-hmm. It's not real rebate, yeah. Because it's called rebate advance. So by the time 2008, when you will do your taxes in United States, they take the $1,200 that they have given to you. So even IRS.gov, if you go or your listeners can go, it will tell you rebate information,
yeah.
And it says rebate advance. So it's like a cash advance, like if you have...
The yeah, we know, but as the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, you see.
And exactly.
That's the name of the bankers. And let's be honest, the money games and cons with governments are endless. They employ lots of psychopaths to think up these little tricks. And the public don't think past the statement that they even read, and they think they're doing well. You never win. It's not meant that you win when you're serving their system.
Exactly, indeed. And there is a movie called Right at Your Door. It was censored in the United States for about 1.5 years. Only Canadian and European, Mexican, anywhere else they could see this movie. But this movie is available in the United States at any Blockbuster, Best Buy, or anywhere else. Please, I request that your listeners need to see this movie Right at Your Door, because it shows us that toxic ash and martial law in Los Angeles,
yeah.
and terror hits home when a young couple is separated during a citywide attack on Los Angeles. The infrastructure is crippled, and the air is raining unknown toxic agents, and Lexi is trying to get to home at her husband, Brad, before it's too late.
Yeah.
And this movie is recommended, and I hope that everybody get lessons of this movie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Now, well, Ken in Connecticut here. Are you there, Ken?
Actually, it's Vic. I want to apologize if I disrespected you the last time I called.
Yeah.
My intention was to show appreciation for your work, and I think I came across like a prick, and I'm sorry for that. It really is all about helping you spread your message and helping people survive and stop being deceived. Is there a place on the internet you might recommend where people can go to meet others that are in the know?
To be honest with you, the internet is a double-edged sword. The guys, the military-industrial complex gave it to us and made sure they put out the biggest sites out there to disinform everybody under the guise of telling you the truth.
Right.
You are an information war, there's no doubt about it. It's a war for the mind. You can't rule the people without first getting their mind. And that's what it's all about. It's hit and miss as to who's... And many people get little bits of their own view of things depending on what their interest is. They don't see the overall picture. Some people are trying to get America back, and they don't realize that the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was already gone. You just didn't notice it then. Where are you going to get to get back to? We haven't even discussed what kind of culture we'd even like ourselves, if we could even have one of our own.
Right.
It's never been given to the people. Whatever culture has been given has been a monetary debt system with the national insurance numbers or social insurance numbers and all the rest of it, and compulsory military, etc., to fight the rich men's wars. We've never had a system of our own, and that's the brass tacks of everything.
So if you find an oasis of people that know what we know,
yeah.
And are willing to discuss it and get to the bottom of things and talk about everything you talk about, do you think that that's a danger to be involved in that?
It's a danger unless you go through someone's complete site and see what their spin is, or if it's a particular area they want you to take your... See, all energy is your energy, and if you start using your energy in one limited part of it, you can be waylaid for years fighting for one part of a cause. That doesn't have a chance. It doesn't have a snowflake's chance in hell of surviving.
You said they generally round up all the people that know the agenda and are able communicators and whatnot, and they're the first to go, correct?
That's what Lenin talked about. He said that they had set out organizations before the revolution They set them up. They had lots of members join them, and particular ones that could be leaders. After the revolution, they simply rounded them up. They had all their lists, their names and addresses, and eliminated them. And it's the same thing, even on Patriot Radio. I remember Bo Greitz, when he used to have his own shortwave radio show, and he was telling people to phone in, you're all part of the militia, and get a gun and rifle from the government. And he was collecting lists and addresses. And right after 9/11, he was on national television on the steps of the Congress going up there. And he said, he was asked who he thought blew up the buildings. And he said, it's probably those crazy shortwave patriot types that run around in camel and believe in black helicopters. This is the man that led the patriot movement for years for a lot of people. This is the man that left the Pentagon saying that he left it with hip pocket orders.
When you said there may be forces working in your favor that you don't know about, what did you mean spiritually? Like, I'd love to hear about...
Well, there's something...
Since you expose all the religions
to
the Masonic trick they are, can you tell me a little about the good side of the force?
Well, the good side is something you have to break through yourself into. And it truly does take a massive self-examination for your mind to start to comprehend things on a much, much bigger scale and not to be overwhelmed by... If that doesn't happen, all that happens is you'll be eaten by anger. And you can't be eaten by anger. It's destructive. It destroys you first, and you're no use to anybody.
Right.
So you have to go much, much higher. And I think it comes to a person if you're ready for it, to be honest with you.
But is that what you were insinuating when you said there may be some things working in your favor that you didn't know, that it's another type of entity that's good?
Yeah, I think that whatever is running, I don't think it's running this world. I think we have choices in this world. I think that's a big part of it. I don't believe in predestination.
Right.
That's what religion teaches you.
Right.
It's God's will. They're going to nuke you. You're going to do this. They're going to roast you, and then you go to heaven. I don't believe in that kind of old demiurgos type deity that they gave us. That was for control purposes. I think any creator is way beyond the old man, the angry old man image. I think people have to come to that. And I think it manifests in your own life. How do you treat people? How do you ever get that real empathy for others and even for people you don't know?
Yeah.
You know suffering's going on. Do you really feel it? Is it there? Is it real? Does it stay with you? And regardless of your own life,
that's an important thing, and unfortunately, that's why it seems to me the logical conclusion that there isn't a benevolent force because of the suffering. That's my problem with it.
That's right, and we've got to accept the fact, too, there's lots of people all through the strata of society that truly don't give a damn about anyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
The rapper Eminem, meaning Master Mason, and the word rap, meaning wrap it up, did they tell you that, or is that conclusions based on how they generally operate?
It's conclusions plus hearing little jokes about it on mainstream radio and stuff. You start to get the lingo. You know what the little inside jokes are.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. So
there was somebody who heard it, they actually were pretty much insinuating that he was a Mason.
Yeah, you hear this all the time on mainstream if you know what you're listening to.
So you actually think that guy Marshall Mathers took an oath?
I don't know, to be honest, about that particular one. But I do know that, I mean, you're living... The religion that's run the world for ages has been in every town and village, and it's called Freemasonry. It's across the world.
And he is global.
It's global.
It almost seems like anybody who's global is affiliated.
Yeah, you find the British troops went into India thinking they were the only Freemasons, only you see lodges all over the place. They're already there. Yeah.
Also, it's counterintelligence that it's aliens at the top of the pyramid. But you told us it was demons. I mean, how do we beat literal demons with glowing red eyes that can levitate?
You can fight anything, any evil, if there's a strength within yourself. If you know yourself, I think you can come up against any evil. And I think part of defeat is simply being afraid to begin with. Fear itself is your downfall.
Wow. Thank you for talking to me, and thank you for the inspiration. You're an exceptional person, Alan.
Well, thanks for calling.
Peace and love.
Now, I've got Megan from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Megan?
Yes, I am. Alan, I'm glad he mentioned that levitating with the red eyes, or people with red eyes, because I do listen to your shows that other people interviewed you,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to ask you about that woman that floated down the steps.
Yeah.
And how do you think, and she had red eyes. What do you think that was?
Well, I mean, even when it was happening, I was the only person left standing. This was a sort of, it was someone who was married to a famous producer in Hollywood. And at that time, she had bought a big place in Toronto. And I was asked to go there just for a small get-together. It wasn't even a party, really. And I went there with a couple of people. One of them was from a well-known band in Britain, a very famous band. And we were, I was with the last person standing. I was going to walk home. Everybody else had gone to their beds. I was standing having a brandy, and yes, I do occasionally drink a brandy. And just then she floated down these sort of Hollywood-type wide stairs she had put in, and literally floated. And I watched it happen, thinking, oh, has something been slipped in this drink or something? All that was running through my mind. I wasn't even panicking. I was just watching it, almost studying it. And she floated all the way up to me and murmured a few things to me. I'd seen that kind of face before, mind you. It really is a feeling to it as well as the look. And then I declined her offer. I said, not tonight, Josephine. And she spun around on a top and floated all the way back up. And I'm standing thinking about this. And Keith, the guy who had come with me, he got up. I thought he was sleeping in a corner. And he says, did I see something or did I hallucinate? I swore that female just floated down the stairs there. I says, well, thank goodness we both shared the same hallucination because I wanted a witness and I never thought I'd have one. So it does, these weird things do happen to you. But I'm used to sort of paranormal stuff, although I don't push it into the New Age vector. I think it's beyond that. I think the news is a complete deception.
Well, do you think...
But the eyes definitely were almost... there's no pupils. It was like they were turned right back in her head, and it was just pinky red. And it's not something I'd like to see in the middle of the night, mind you, if I was in my bed or something. But it certainly did happen, yeah.
Well, do you think she was a demon?
Well, I knew she was involved in a high cult. I found out later. A high cult, and she also... had connections with Prince. The Prince that does all the weirdo stuff and pushes the sort of black side of the New Age, you know. So I take that with a grain of salt, but she definitely was involved in some high cults from California or Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. And then you mentioned that you saw a shapeshifter, that you saw people do shapeshifting.
You don't really see them shapeshifting. What you'll see, and this guy was a very high Mason, and what you'll see is it's almost like a superimposed features come upon them. It's not coming from their skin. It's almost like a second outer layer of a kind of misty. You can make states in your mind eye, as you used to say in ancient times. You see something. A child can feel things. So say, so-and-so doesn't feel right to me. It's kind of like that. You see something come over them. Sometimes you will see the pupils constrict to very, very tiny pupils if they get excited, these particular people. But strange enough, he was one of the guys at his age who had, he could run. He did run with a massive ladder, it was a long ladder, 40-footer, heavy duty, in the middle of summer. He was in his 70s, and he ran about 100 yards to the house to get them and run back, and when he stood up after putting them down, his mouth wasn't even open to breathe heavy. And he had told me there's a trade-off they get when they bring on an entity, and that's part of it, they get this kind of strength.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, thank you, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yep. It sounds really way out there, but it's far much more in this world than meets the eye. And there's definitely evil, and it's not the first Mason who told me, and it wasn't the last either, that told me the same high ritual when they go on the stage and take on an entity. And that's what they used to call perfect possession, when they get up to a high degree where the entity is at home with them and they're at home with the entity. I think Malachi Martin used to talk about that kind of stuff, but he brought so much of the old dogma from the church into it, unfortunately. although his descriptions of these events were quite correct. Now we've got Richard from Alabama. Are you there, Richard?
Yes. I had a disturbing thought while I was listening to you about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
And I remember Bogreitz. I remember I trusted Bogreitz for a long time.
Yeah.
I used to listen to his program. I thought it was nice. And there have been a lot of programs like that on this network and Genesis.
Yeah.
And But I have this spooky little feeling that even though I'm hearing the truth on this network and on Genesis, I'm also hearing this kind of a confused logic. They're leading us, they both tend to lead us into dead ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, this Ron Paul thing.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees that Ron Paul cannot possibly get in the debates.
Yeah.
Hold on, Richard,
because it's an important topic, and we'll be back with you after these messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, and we have Richard from Alabama on the line talking about the Patriot shows over the years. He's followed them and he's beginning to wonder if everything is on the up and up, or are they being misled or diverted, or want to continue, Richard?
Yeah. It seems like you and Genesis give us schizophrenic advice.
Mm-hmm.
You tell us, well, Ron Paul must stick to the Arabs with box cutters story because he'll lose his congressional seat if he changes, and he won't be on television anymore, and he won't be on the debates anymore.
Yeah, I'll correct you there, though. I never have told people what I thought about politics from the beginning, and I've never pushed Ron Paul.
Well,
now, I know the rest of them do. They tend to. And it's purpose made for an American audience. The lone gunman rides into town. Clint Eastwood cleans it all up for the people while they sit and munch their chips and watch their favorite movies. That's the American mentality. It's scripted by Hollywood. It would only work that kind of scenario in the USA.
Yeah.
So they give you the lone hero. Any change won't happen with a lone person. You know that, don't you?
Well, I just wanted to get your opinion. Does it seem to you that we're getting schizophrenic advice from Patriot Radio?
I'd be very wary of all people on all radio. I've said it before. The big boys don't miss any opportunity to set up front movements and so on. It's up to the individual to decide. By consistency and by their record, do they stick to the same thing? Are they big enough to apologize if they make mistakes? That's another point, too. Or do they just go on to another topic? It's up to the individual listener. You understand?
Well, there's no consistent answer to those questions.
No, and you get people from all walks of life who have their own little specialized field there, too. And let's be honest, too, it's all dressed up with economics, too. They need money, advertising, all of that kind of stuff. It's a business, remember. And without it, you wouldn't have any of the Patriot broadcasting at all. So you have to take all these factors into consideration and remember there are forces out there that will, as always, give you leaders and so on who will mislead. That's the history of the world.
And it does seem as if Patriot Radio could be easily shut down by just disconnecting your telephones.
It could be. It could be very easy. Or they'll simply make it politically correct. They'll tell you what are safe topics, which are not safe topics. That will come one day. That there'll be orders from Pentagon. They're already working on it, in fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now. There's Kevin from Connecticut. Are you there?
Hey, Alan, how are you tonight?
Hey, not bad. You have to be quick, though.
I'll be real quick. I've heard a lot of people talking about the fact that the big boys, as you call them, are a couple of years behind in their plans.
No.
Is there any truth to that?
No.
No.
They're steamrolling ahead. What's happening today was planned years ago. What's happening tomorrow was also planned years ago. They're right on track. Yeah.
So where did this whole concept come from? Because I found that kind of intriguing.
The plans you can actually read from the first revolutions onwards, the kind of world that we're going to bring in. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and they never... Look at H.G. Wells's Things to Come, Shape of Things to Come for an idea.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll give you a real good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. From Hamish and myself up in a cold Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God and your gods. And definitely your common sense go with you.